UAP sightings from a few years ago. I was looking over some old UAP files and found some interesting things in them I thought I might mention. One of the UAP sightings reminded me in a way about one I was told about by some people I met at a party. As they told me about their experience, they were visibly shaken. One sunny day when they were in their home, they noticed it got very dark suddenly. They opened the front door to look out and were startled by what they saw. A huge UAP was hovering over their house. It didn't stay there very long and shot away. I guessed this would be enough to startle anyone. The sighting, which was a little different but reminded me about this, happened several years ago in Sussex, England. A woman looked out of her window and was startled at what she saw. She said there was a huge UAP right outside and described it as in the clouds and 1/2 kilometer in size. That would make it about 1,640 feet in diameter. She took a photo of it, and when it left, it created a hole in the clouds similar to what happened at O'Hare Airport in Chicago. About 3 years ago, there was a sighting of a UAP at Long Beach Island, which is off the coast of New Jersey. What makes this notable is the fact it lasted so long. The witness states he observed the UAP at a little after midnight and watched it for 30 to 40 minutes. Most sightings only last a couple of seconds or a minute or two. Did you know there was supposedly a sighting reported that concerned the planet Mercury a few years ago? A UFO investigator claimed while he was going through photos from NASA and from Google he noticed something strange. He said he could not only see a building on the planet Mercury, but also a UAP. People started to call it an alien temple in some of the stories they wrote about the sighting. It was said one strange photo from NASA was taken by the Curiosity rover on April 8, 2014, on Mars. One record talks about the number of times UAPs have been seen over Somerset and Weymouth in England. Several years ago, it was reported these two areas had become UAP hotspots. This was when UAPs were still being called UFOs. Some of the residents of these towns were wondering why in a short period of time they had 7 UFO sightings. I can't blame them. I wonder what was so interesting that drew UFOs there so many times? It is a strange thing to see a UAP, but an even stranger thing to see it flying over Area 51. I say this because it has the effect of making one wonder if it could be ours. It was reported in 2020 that a UAP was seen doing just that. An opinion was put out which stated UAPs were no longer trying to hide. I think we can affirm this even today. Did you ever wonder why there are so many different UAPs? There are reports of people seeing so many different shaped UAPs, it has made some people wonder. I have long held the idea this is because there are beings coming here from so many different planets. The UAPs which are pyramid shape are of special interest to me. Why, you might ask? It is because I think these beings could be the basis for all the pyramid building by the ancient races on Earth. This is especially true for the ancient Egyptians who built their pyramids exactly the same as the crafts look. 3 years ago, there was a report of the type which really fascinated me. A cigar-shaped object was seen in the background during an NBC News broadcast. One has to wonder if this is being done on purpose. It almost seems to happen too many times to be an accident. We know that sometimes UAPs have appeared to huge crowds, like the Phoenix Lights, for example. What better way to get a lot of people to notice a UAP than to get it on a television broadcast? An article came out a few years ago asking a question which is still relevant today, and that question is NASA covering up UAPs which appear near or maybe even at the International Space Station? I can understand this question because it seems very strange when something which could be a UAP flashes on their feed for a second and they suddenly have a camera problem. One article talks about a UAP appearing on a security camera. We still have that going on, and just maybe it is happening even more often than when it did, at least in certain places. Take some of the cameras in Mexico which are aimed at volcanoes. It seems they are picking up UAPs flying in and out of the volcanoes. I am sure they know they are being photographed, but they don't seem to care. The particular event happened over 3 years ago in New Mexico. This camera caught the object changing shape, a rather rare event. Every once in a while, a rather unusual bell-shaped UAP is witnessed in the sky. A while back one was photographed, and it reminds me of the one which crashed at Kecksburg, Pennsylvania. The Nazi Bell device which disappeared from Poland after the war was said to be bell-shaped, and even more than a craft, it was said to be a time machine. Sometimes UAPs are not that obvious, and there seem to be a lot more cloaked UAP sightings years ago than now. Could it be the extraterrestrials just don't care as much who sees them anymore? One UAP was a triangular-shaped vehicle which could still be made out. It was a triangle, and it seemed its cloaking was failing. This is quite a difference from all the UAPs we have been seeing in the open lately. There are still rare cases of camouflaged UAPs becoming partially visible, but far fewer. I just want to say there is a lot of hidden treasure on Google Earth, Mars, and the Moon. Several UAPs have been found on Google Earth, along with other strange sites. NASA photos have produced some incredible stuff. A photo taken in 2021 by the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter showed something strange. A very long skid trench with a half-buried UAP at the end. This seems to be the smoking gun, and I believe NASA just wants us to forget it.